Today's prayer focus for the elections is election integrity. So when you think of these words, election integrity, what comes to your mind? So integrity is defined as something that involves internal consistency, lack of corruption in electronic data, honesty, moral uprightness. And Proverbs 11:3 explains how important it is. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. This characteristic leads to wise and just decisions, whereas the opposite leads to downfall. The election process involves people who may be biased one way or another. To have integrity, one has to be fair, transparent, ethical in all aspects of the process. We need to pray for those involved that will uphold these values to bring about a fair and just electoral vote. So, Father, we thank you for your word that says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. We pray for those involved that they will walk with integrity. The poll worker, the ballot people, the voter, the election, the people who are doing with the machines, the people who are marketing, the candidates, and all the people that are working for them to promote their position and their position on things. We pray, Father, that this year that you will oversee this whole thing as many more people pray. We pray for integrity, and that the leadership will be full of integrity or be viewed and exposed to where their heart is truly at. Guide them to act with honesty, transparency, and fairness. Protect the process from deceit and corruption, ensuring that the outcomes reflect your justice and your truth. Lord, help us as voters to discern wisely, choose leaders who embody these values. May your righteousness prevail, leading to peace and unity in our nation. We pray for wisdom for the voters and a safe and fair election. You say in Proverbs 3, my son, don't let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety and your foot will not stumble. So we pray that we will seek your wisdom and understanding. And we know, God, that to gain that, first, we must ask for it, and secondly, we must have a fear of the Lord. That is the beginning of wisdom. May we walk as people, as we vote, as we participate in all the conversations, as we choose what to listen to and what not to, may it be filtered by your wisdom and by your understanding. We ask you, Lord, to remove those who might try to unjustly and illegally change the outcome of the voting. You say in Isaiah 28, you will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away your refuge, the lie, and water will overflow your hiding place. So we pray, God, that you would expose and stop those that are trying to do things to change the outcome. We pray for a huge turnout of voters who will use wisdom in their decisions. You say in Proverbs 4, to get wisdom, get understanding, and don't forget your words or turn away from them, not to forsake wisdom, because wisdom will protect us. We love you, and you will watch over us. We pray for protection from any attacks from the enemies that would prevent or delay the election, and you encourage us not to be afraid of them, for the Lord, you yourself, God, will fight for us. As we stand and trust you in this election, may you be the umbrella over it. And we trust you in your sovereignty, in Jesus' name.